Frank, here we go. What I am, we're here to, whatever I can, be it early morning, late afternoon, where the sports buzz, we're here for you. Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah.
Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah.
Go on and shake, shake, shake.
You know who that is. Welcome to the sports buzz. You got Rich golfing somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out in a warm climate anyway, of course.
Yeah. And we got the Hall of Famer Bob Hengsten setting in today again.
Again.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Did you guys get there early and rehearse that song?
Hey, don't tell our secrets, okay?
Let me guess. You had breakfast together, and you guys were practicing.
Well, yeah, you got it. You got it right.
I've been hearing them in the background for an hour whenever I put the cue on.
What's going on today, Pat?
Oh, playing a match play event against Cornell down here at MacArthur down here in Jupiter. It's beautiful. We played yesterday at Admiral's Cove. It was what a day. This is quite a trip. Had another horror show with the traveling.
Uh-oh. What happened?
So took a direct flight on Thursday night. We had a late 8 o'clock flight direct to Fort Lauderdale. We got delayed, as usual. And by the time we landed in Lauderdale, it was 1 o'clock, and the freaking car rental place was closed.
Oh, no.
So I've got six kids. Ended up going to Avis and Hertz were open. Had to take a bus. Long story short, by the time we got to the hotel, it was 3:45.
Oh, boy. And what time did you have to play?
We didn't have to leave till 10.
So you got a couple hours sleep, yeah.
So did you have an early morning practice?
No, we didn't have to leave till quarter of, actually. No, so I literally slept from 4:30 to the alarm at 10:15, which is like, that's like Guinness Book for me, like 5 hours or something.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. So we played yesterday at Admiral's Cove. We're playing a match today at 1, match play 6-on-6, and then tomorrow morning, 7:20, I am on the tee at PGA National, the champs course.
Ooh.
And that will be an 80-something.
How
are we feeling about that, Park?
My game, personally?
Yeah.
I'm not quite as excited as I was last week.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, last week you were pretty psyched, yeah.
Yeah, I shot 76 yesterday. It's some of it's still creeping in. I just got to get over it, just play. Whatever, it's fine. No, it's a good trip for the kids. We already had beautiful, I mean, the weather's like, You know what it's like. It's like,
yeah, we do.
85 and 80, right. Sunny.
You don't want to be teeing off here this morning.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening at home?
Oh, about a 20-mile-an-hour wind at 35.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. We got the sun out anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
we got
the sun. Make it.
Yeah, sorry, you couldn't make it.
Hey, what's going on? Did the Celtics blow two games this week?
They did. They blew a 30-point lead on Thursday night with Atlanta, and then they came back and played them two nights later, and they lost again down there.
In overtime.
Yeah, they just...
The big question is, like we've been talking about, is do we want Tatum with the ball at the end?
So I said to the guy, yesterday on one of the tees, I'm like, did the Celtics play last night? He goes, yeah, they lost to the Hawks in overtime. He goes, you won't believe how the game ended. I said, let me guess. 20 seconds left. Tatum's got the ball. Dribble, 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 shoots a bad shot. He goes, you got it. How'd you know? I go, because that's what he does every game.
Yeah.
That's bad coaching. I'm sorry. Get the ball out of his hands.
MVP.
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 That's right. That's what you're listening to.
Yeah, right.
I'd say don't take the ball out of his hands, but he needs to get tougher mentally.
Listen, if he's being double teamed, this means there's someone open.
Exactly.
Pass the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there could be a reason for that.
We don't have a small sample size here. This has like been going on for like 5 years.
Right.
Like, you can't just keep beating the same drum. That's not how life works. Like, they got enough good players where someone can actually take a shot, and if they miss it, they can handle it. Like, it's just stupid. It doesn't – I mean – we can all see it. I would assume he knows it, and I'm assuming the coach knows it. Like, I don't know if he's afraid of Tatum or what. He's already got his money, so what's the big deal? Like, do what's best for the team, not what's best for Tatum.
Right.
No, I hear you.
Well, I mean, can we ever go to the basket parks?
No.
We need a 60-footer. This is what we're going to do. We can't go to the basket, maybe get a foul?
No, he can't get there.
How many times?
Half a dribble short every time. Half a step short of the rim every time. Even when he goes to the basket.
How many times did we watch Jordan do it and all this? Go to the basket, you get within 5 feet of him, it's a foul. And one. I mean, come on.
I don't know if Tatum would get those calls, though, because he complains so much. I think the refs are probably just sick of him.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I think so. They all talk. They're like, oh, Christ, we got the Celtics tonight. I'm going to listen to Tatum cry all night.
LeBron gets those calls, and he does that.
What?
I said LeBron gets all those calls, and he complains constantly.
Yeah, but you don't know what he's saying. He might be asking them where they're going to have dinner tonight.
LeBron's been playing for 25 years. He can complain. He's carried more teams on his back than any player in the history of the NBA,
Princess James has been complaining since day one, and he's gotten the calls.
Yep.
Yeah, LeBron gets the calls because everybody thinks he's like the top three greatest players of all time. We don't think that about Tatum. It's no different than Woody pitching in the Major League Baseball as a rookie. He's not getting that outside corner.
No, just, you're right.
You know? Yeah. Woody had to paint the middle of the plate.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about. I mean, I'm not saying it's right. Like, it's not right. A strike's a strike, and a foul's a foul, but that's just not how life works. How about we get the guy caught for gambling? Does anybody still think this is a fix?
Oh, boy.
I haven't heard much on the gambling parks.
What?
I haven't heard much on the gambling. I know they had a meeting and all this and that.
No, so the two games that I can't think of the player's name, but there were two obvious games where everybody loaded up. Like, you usually bet, like, you know, $100 on the over and under, like 7 rebounds, 8 points, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And but these two particular games, they were betting $10,000 to $20,000 a person on this guy. Like, and one game he came up with a stomach virus, and the other one he had something in his eye or something. So he didn't, and so they want everybody won money because they knew, and they don't know if he bet. I assume he bet on himself to a friend because he only makes like I don't know $500,000 a year or something. You know, he's making the minimum, so he's the one who got caught. Like, let's put it that way. I'm not saying it's a nice isolated incident, but that affects the outcome of a game.
How are we going to take care of this problem? Because, yes, players and stuff are betting, but what about the referees and umpires? What if I lay down $20,000 saying the Red Sox are going to win tonight and I got home plate?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It definitely happens. Of course it happens. We had a referee in the NBA got put in jail for fixing games.
Never mind. I got home plate. My friend has home plate.
Right. No, it's like, I mean, how about the perfect game the guy had? The guy was out by 3 steps. You're safe.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How's that happen?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, and even the NFL, all these calls and non-calls that we see and they review, we all agree on one thing and they come back, oh, the play's overruled. We're like, what? what are we doing here? Like, so it's not just, there's a lot, I mean, you think about it, though. If you watch commercials now for advertisements for games, they'll advertise the game. The next commercial will be FanDuel.
Yeah. You it's know, right so there in the beginning of the game.
Gambling's played a big role and is playing a major role. And I think they're all in cahoots. Isn't, like, aren't the pro teams involved with, like, FanDuel and all that, Bob? I think they're...
They're all... They're loving it, you know. I'm sure they're getting a cut out of the damn thing. It's crazy, yeah. And they're saying how the NCAA's that some of these calls that you're seeing, you know, on the replay when they go to the thing. Don't you think that they might be looking and saying, "Oh, what's the over under here?" You know what we? I mean, there's a lot of speculation on what the hell's going on. It's kind of crazy.
I know, it really is. And it's funny, we're talking about this and not the games, because this has been great NCAA games.
Oh, haven't they?
If I'm not mistaken, isn't FanDuel, like, sponsoring stuff for sports?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at all the pros that are on there trumping it for them. You know, all these basketball players that are on there and talking about the betting and so forth. Yeah, it's all tied in. They're getting money for it.
So, Parks, the other, I think it was going to go into the Sweet 16 game, and I think it was North Carolina State.
Yeah.
I forget who they were playing, and that team was bringing the ball down. The guy makes a pass to the left, and there ain't even a guy standing anywhere near where the ball went out of bounds. And they give the ball to North Carolina State. They go back to the replay. It hit North Carolina State's pinky. You could see it. It was plain as day. There was no question. And they come back out on the floor and gave the ball to North Carolina State. And it was off them. You can't even get a replay and get it right.
I know. Bob, can you believe, so I've been watching a lot of basketball, obviously, I'm down here laying in bed at night. Can you believe how many steals there are off one-handed passes by the offensive player?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All the basketball these guys play, they can't throw a freaking two-handed bounce pass.
And some of them, they're just, like you're right, just floating it out there. It's asking to be picked off.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
You know, and for the listeners, the problem with the one-handed pass is if you start to throw a pass and, you know, you're in motion and all of a sudden you see the defender cut in front, you can't pull it back with one hand.
No.
Yeah, that's why you have to have two hands on the ball to pass. I mean – it's happening time and they're all breakaway dunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's crazy. I mean, in that Duke game last night, they're so damn lucky that guy got hurt. They weren't winning that game.
That's what I told Woody. I didn't get to see it, but I read the recap, and it's exactly, you know, that, Houston.
Terrible game. 54-51 was like watching Hannibal Lab basketball. And the best. No, and the best player from Houston sprained his ankle with like 6-7 minutes left in the first half. The guy
that sheet.
That was a tough one. Like, I mean, great if you're a Dukey fan, obviously. You know, it's like, honestly, I watch Duke now. I feel like I'm watching Notre Dame football. As stupid as that sounds.
South Carolina will take him out.
Yeah.
NC State, I mean. Hey, we got to go to a quick break, Parks. You going to be on?
I'm going to hang right on for a little bit. Yeah.
All right, brother. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Bam. We're ready to rock and roll.
There you go. So we were talking about the March Madness, the betting, and all this and that. And you can just see this March Madness being steered by the refereeing going on. And one game, I mean, there's been a number of games, but that Purdue game last night is so unbelievable. Gonzaga should have took them easily. But if you can't go down and look at that 7'3" guy, Eddie.
Edie, yeah.
Is it Edie or Eddie? I call him Eddie.
Eddie.
We'll go with Eddie. You can't even look at him and it's a foul. And then the shot goes up and Eddie just falls on a guy with the ball, crushes him to the floor, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Yep, Purdue ball. I'm going, really? How is that Purdue's ball right there? And it's steered that way. Like, come on. Enough. These referees are just...
Well, the one that really frustrates me with them too, Woody, there's three of them out there.
Who is it? Who is it?
I guess Rich decided to hang up.
Oh, had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So there's three of them out there, and how many times do they have to go to replay to see who the ball's off on an out-of-bounds play?
Right.
Why? What?
My exact question, why? You can't get it right anyway.
Yeah. And we go and stare at the thing, stare at the monitor, and look at it, and they show it a million different angles and all this and that. Make the call and let's play.
Right.
That's my thoughts, you know. But
that's the way it used to be.
Used to be.
Like it or leave it.
We all live with
that. This is what it is.
Right.
You know, you look back in the day at these baseball games and stuff, when the game was a game, not an entertainment. And who is it?
I just wanted to say, thank God you weren't your typical Woody with the banter off the air, because you guys were on for like 2 minutes before you knew it. Thank God you weren't pulling all your videos and crap out.
Were we okay? Did we? We didn't embarrass you, did we?
Well, no, he said that your buddy called and said he didn't like listening to Tobin.
Well.
Well. That's the way it goes.
Yeah,
Tobin. That's what you're supposed to say. Sorry, Tobin.
Oh, yeah.
We're sorry, Tobin. That's my friend that said that, not you. Not me.
I don't mind. Everybody's got their opinion.
That's right.
Hey, so listen, Woody, I hear what you're saying. I think all the money people want Purdue, Connecticut in the final.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Because Edie hasn't won a championship, right? That's the thought.
That's why he came back, yeah.
So, yep.
Hey, listen to this.
Yep.
Yeah, so I forgot to tell you. So yesterday I played golf with the men, and my kids played behind us. I played in the men's group. I played with Doug Waite. You ever heard of Doug Waite, Bob?
Doug Waite. The name's familiar.
W-E-I-G-H-T. He played 20 years in the NHL. He played with Gretzky.
Yes.
He was the assistant general manager for 7 years for the Islanders. He was the head coach for 2 years.
Yeah.
This guy was so, oh my God, you could tell he's a hockey player. This guy's had 11 surgeries. Such a nice guy. Rugged. And so the guy asked him on the tee, he goes, all right, who's the best player you ever played with? He burst out laughing. He goes, come on. He goes, I played with Gretzky. He's like, ooh. And the guy's like kind of stuttering. He goes, listen, he had more assists than anybody's ever had points.
Right, right, yeah.
And he got to play with him. He was the center. Like, what a.
Oh,
so
my
I
goodness.
Said him, I said, we're going to come back next year and do this, but I want you guys to play with my kids. He goes, I'll try to get Gretzky to play with him.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Could he
like,
crush
if Gretzky was, it would be better.
Yeah.
Could he crush it?
No, he wasn't crushed. I mean, he plays like a hockey player. It's
right,
hockey.
No,
he
but they always
good.
Said hockey players could hit it to furthest.
No, they don't. They have their own little slap shot. They hit this little hook out there. He was a good player. I mean, he said he was a 10 handicap. He was like one over par after seven holes, and I finally said, what's Doug's handicap? I go, 10. I'm like, what? I said, Christ, I'd travel with him anywhere.
Yeah.
As a 10. He shot 79. He was a good guy. Just typical hockey player, like totally ambassador of the game. I got to hang around him after for a little bit. And yeah, just like I just wanted to throw that in there. It was, just never know who you're meeting on the golf course, really. No.
What's he doing now, Rich?
Now he's a scout for the San Jose Sharks. He's like, and he was talking about it. I talked to him. He goes, well, I think they have like 4 picks in the top 50 or whatever. They got 4 picks. And he's like, you can't miss on them. So he watches, I guess he's got an upstairs like a theater. He literally says he watches 3 games every night.
Wow.
And he's doing it. He has a call every morning for 40 minutes, you know, with the scouting department. And he said, you got to get the picks right. And then, yeah. He said it's a part-time gig, doesn't pay a lot, but he loves it. He's a hockey guy. So I'm sure he's made. Yeah.
That's awesome. So where are you on the officiating thing with us here? We were talking a little bit about, like, I think you got it where you want Purdue and UConn to get in there. But look at some of the calls where 3 guys and they can't get it right. You know, they can't figure it out sometimes.
And I know. And how much money these refs make to be bad is just insane.
Yeah, it's just...
It's crazy. I don't know. The problem is we're talking about the refs, and we just shouldn't be, and we haven't been now.
No, that's true. That's true.
3 to 5 years, all we've been talking about the refs, which just sucks because, you know, it takes away from the game. You know, just let the guys play. Like, have one set of, you know, they're calling the tournament, just like New Hampshire basketball, they call the tournament different than they do regular season. Like, they're letting these guys play.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I understand that, but why do we have 2 sets of rules? Like,
right, but don't let the guys play, the hammer and everybody down underneath, and you go in and look at Eddie, and it's a foul. I don't get it.
It's because he's like the face of college basketball, and he's getting, we just talked about that before.
Yeah.
With you in the pitching, it's the same thing. They want him to get there because they think people want to watch him play. I mean, he looks like Andre the Giant out there. I mean,
oh, he's a big man, over 300 pounds.
7'4".
Yeah.
Right. Where do you think he'd go in the NBA draft, Park?
I mean, got to go 1, 2, or 3, don't he?
No. I can't believe he would be in the top 20 picks.
Well, of course he will. It would be a different game with him on the team. He could actually have an inside presence. He could guard... protect the basket. I mean, he's a good foul shooter.
Real good foul shooter. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you that. Shaq weren't a real good foul shooter, but he does not have a 10-foot shot. His game is right below the basket. Four. Huh?
He doesn't need one. He's playing nerd basketball. He's still playing on an 8-foot hoop.
You wait until they got guys on him his size or 6'10" or 11" that know the game. He ain't going to get that.
I didn't say he was going to be an all-star, but I'd take him, put him in the middle. Well, he'd be good on the Celtics.
Oh, he...
with that coach?
You wouldn't take him over Horford?
Oh, God.
Well, Horford can get hot from the threes, but Eddie'd have to throw it like a baseball.
Oh, my God. What are you smoking this morning? Like, come on. You get a 22-year-old kid for replacing a 44-year-old man.
Yeah.
You got him fired up now, Rich. I'm going to have to deal with him here now.
Hey, we got to go to a quick break, Parks. Hang in there. We'll ask you some more questions.
I'll hang on for one more segment.
All right. Sounds like a plan. 603-843-8623.
We'll cool down. We'll be back in a minute.
Bam.
Yeah, go get the mic water.
Okay.
100 million angels singing.
Something. They should win it. Here we go. I'm just not hearing it that loud. Are you?
I got it turned up. Tobin's got a... He's giving it.
Here we go. He's giving it to us.
I think his fingers were slipping on the knob there. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got the Hall of Famer sitting in the building and the Hall of Famer in the hotel right now. You there, Parks?
Maybe you had to go get a coffee.
I'm here.
Oh, hi, you're good. Well, good.
I thought you were in the bathroom again.
Yep.
No, I'm laying right in bed.
Oh, what a job, huh?
This
hey, so
kind of, this is my kind of job.
There you go. So what do you think? Is it all set up for, we got Caitlin Clark. Looks like if they beat Colorado and UCLA gets beat by LSU, that those two are going to play again. That'll be a game, won't it? LSU and Iowa again?
I don't think Caitlin Clark's team is that good this year, are they?
Why are they seeded number one? Like Woody said, it's probably a pretty good thing. They want them to play some of the weaker teams to get there because they make money by Caitlin Clark advancing. She's a big draw.
As soon as she gets knocked out, those ratings will go right down the tube.
They will.
People flock to see her play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look what we did last year. We won.
Oh, you're right.
She played.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Parks, are you going to the WNBA? She's got another year of college.
She's out. She's done. She's not taking another year. She's going to the WNBA.
Yeah.
And she could make more money playing at Iowa next year, couldn't she, than the WNBA? Because their salaries aren't that high.
She could, but I got an idea someone will find a way to pay her on the side, WNBA.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to be a reason why she came out.
Yeah. She's making a boatload. She's on three commercials during this college playoffs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's got some cash coming in. Good for her.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good thing. But what if Iowa says, "Hey, you stay here, we'll give you $5 million."
I don't.
They
think
make
she
it back.
Says. She's made up her mind. This Iowa says, "I'll give you $5 million." So will the owner of the team that's going to draft her.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What's the difference in the rules between college and WNBA for endorsements and stuff?
You know what? I didn't realize that college athletes could do commercials, to be honest with you.
Well, there's enough of them out there now. Now they can make money, right?
No, I understand. So obviously with the NIL, it's changed things. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because I don't have any kids doing commercials. But
yeah.
Wasn't Eddie in a Burger King or something?
He's in an ad, and there's a couple other guys that are in an ad. The guy from North Carolina,
yeah.
Baycott, the big guy, he's on a hamburger ad or whatever. I mean, they're all in that. So, Rich, with these guys now, you don't really need to be that great of a recruiter, do you, with the portal? I mean, look at every team last night that kept saying, well, he transferred from this school. He came from this school.
Yeah.
He played for that. I mean, that's the way you can pick up to make your team better.
Yeah, but the problem with that is what stinks for that is the guys who are losing the guys to the portal.
Oh, I agree.
You know, guys' jobs are depending on these kids, and they leave you. You get a great recruiting class, and then, you know, kids get a better offer or whatever. And what is it? It's like 600 to 800 kids a year are in the portal.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's tough on the coaches. Like, you know, even for me, say my two best players came to me, you know, at the end of the season and said, "Coach, I'm going in the portal," which happens. You know, it happened at Brown one year. A kid won the Dartmouth Invitational and he got in the portal and he went to Duke and he never played again. Because he won the Dartmouth Invitational at Queechee.
Wow.
I mean, it's just insane. Like, these kids are getting guided by their parents and just, like, just stupid. But, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, the kids that transfer that actually get to play, but it's terrible for the coaches. It's tough. You know, it's
so,
just... I mean, you could lose your job over it.
So, Parks, what if we get together, we're all going to different colleges.
Yeah.
Said, hey, Bob, let's go to whatever. Let's go to
Marquette.
Iowa. Marquette.
Yep.
Let's go to Marquette. What do you think, Woody? Yep. Yeah, I'll go if you're going. Hey, Parks, you in on this? Yeah. Hey, Jimmy,
yeah.
You want to go with us? Let's put a team together and let's go there and win one.
That's how it works. That's exactly how it works.
Why wouldn't they get five guys like that to go in at a college and go win one?
Because they don't have enough room. There's not enough room on the rosters. And, like, so the transfer portal is, it's all about timing. Like,
yeah.
There's a certain time of year. So you have to you can't recruit around the transfer portal. So I think it's probably more a numbers game than anything, to be honest with you, for the coaches. I mean, that will start to happen now because this portal's kind of new, really. You know, it's just in its infancy, but that will happen.
Yeah.
You know, like the Fab Five. The Fab Five did that, right?
Yeah.
Basically, that's how they, you know, became the Fab Five. But yeah, that probably will happen. But who the heck is even going to know what's going on with college sports anymore? It's not even college sports getting paid and not going to class. So
right.
Who knows who knows what's going on down the road? But yeah, that certainly could happen.
But I mean, college sports can't be like baseball, basketball, and it's entertainment.
Yeah, but you know what makes that hard is that these guys only stay in college for 1 or 2 years.
Right.
So that makes that really hard. This is a buddy system thing because they all want some money. There's a lot bigger money in the NBA than there is in WNBA.
Right. Yeah.
They want to get to the league. Don't they call it the league or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
they were saying the other night, though, like, and it's so true. You think about this. Like, hockey is so different between, like, the NBA and the NFL. Like, you see after the NBA game, they're all hugging and kissing. Hey, man, good game. You got your money. I got mine. That don't happen in the NHL, right?
The NHL
is, like, every night's a dogfight. They're out there beating the snot out of each other. You know, they're fighting and they're scrapping. And, you know, that's the one pure sport left there is, really. Like, these guys are so competitive. And, you know, it's just like, even, you know, the NFL after the game, hey, can I have your jersey? Can I have your jersey? Let's get down, pray at half, you know, both teams are praying at, you know, 50-yard line. And, you know, it's a big fraternity, really. I mean, listen, it's not easy to get there. You know, it's a good living. It's, you know, football's dangerous, but basketball's the easiest thing you could do. Of course, they only play 60 out of the 82 games to boot.
Load management.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think at some point, it's hard for us old guys to realize it's just entertainment. We just have to go with it. Don't get so emotional and just watch the games. And, yeah, that was, it's like going to the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie theater said, man, that was a good movie. Right? When's the next movie?
You
know, I mean, that's really what it is. It's like going to the movie. Like, you watch the game and, except we don't sit and cry after a movie as a rule, if we lose.
Well, you do sometimes. Didn't you cry when you watched yourself at that horse show or something?
Yeah, I cried at how bad I was.
Did you get an Oscar nomination for that yet? Or
I got my name in the credits. I didn't see it, but they said it was there.
Hey. Katie Clarkson, 1,113 points this year. That's a pretty good year.
Yeah, we give people a parade if we score 1,000 in a career.
Yeah, and she got it in one.
Yeah.
What would that be like, Parks? That would be like they play, what is it?
30
they
games.
Play 37 games or something?
She's probably averaging like 33 a game, probably.
Yeah, but that would be like 2 years in high school, sort of. Maybe a little shy. 16.
It would. You know what? It would be 2 years in high school. Although, You can't say that because I think I played 25 games, and I averaged like only 20 and 22, and I got to 1,000. So,
in a half a season?
No, in 2 years. Like you said, equivalent to 2 years in high school.
Right.
Her one season's a little short of 2 years of high school.
Right.
She's like 33 games. We played
How
like.
How many
we played
points
like
did you score in four?
In four what?
Years.
I only played varsity 2 years. Oh. I mean, Quinn, I didn't even get to start on JVs as a sophomore.
Huh.
I played 2 years of varsity.
Holy cow. That's a lot different today, isn't it? Jeez, girl.
Yeah, yeah, sure is.
You'd be playing as a freshman today.
JV sports were big back when we came.
Oh, they were? No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you were a very good player as a sophomore. You were playing varsity. You were something, yeah.
Listen, if you didn't come to the JV games, you didn't come to – you weren't in the seat for the varsity.
No.
So
nope.
They were pouring
That's
in
true.
People.
That's true.
All right,
quick, Parks. Okay,
yep.
Boys.
603-843-8623. Give us a shout. Talk about whatever you want. Yeah.
Don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagon.
All right, brother.
We're started. Bam.
Yeah.
See you, Parks.
Wow.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got the Hall of Famer Bob Henson sitting in here waiting for your calls. Give us a shout.
603-843-8623. How's your NCAA March Madness pool doing?
Not too bad. I have a different winner every time they play.
Do you? I got three of my four final four still in it.
I mean, they said all the brackets were crushed now.
Well, and mine could go, trust me, it could go today because I've got UConn in it. I don't have either Clemson or Alabama. And then I've got Tennessee upsetting Purdue, which not everybody has. And then I've got Duke needs to beat NC State, and NC State's playing pretty well. So
they are.
You never know.
I mean, after the first game, watching them, they were in the play-in games, right?
Well,
that's where they started. Was
no, they started at 11th, but they weren't going to get in if they didn't win the ACC tournament because they won.
Right.
They had to play five straight games. Their record was not good enough. They would not have even got
that's
in.
That's right. They got the automatic
So they got the automatic bid, and it was like, wow. But they won five games in a row to do that.
Yeah.
So, and now they've won three more in the tournament. So they've won eight straight.
They're on a mission.
They are.
You know, and they just don't appear to you to be that team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, at the end of the game, they're up by 10.
Yeah. They just they play well together.
Yeah.
They move the ball around and everything.
What's going to happen is Golban there is going to get in foul trouble in these later games because he likes to shove.
Burns. Yeah.
Is that what his last name
is? Yeah, DJ Burns. That's his real name.
Golban
sounds good, though. We understand each other.
Right.
Yeah. So let's jump out to our Red Sox. I mean,
we're going to have to get on them a little bit after the
break. Yeah, we'll have to, but I'm excited that baseball season's back.
Hey, we're 500.
We are. One day we were undefeated.
Right.
We were in first place. So, but no, the NCAA's an exciting week coming up here with the women and the men, you know, cranking it up. It'll be
NC State men's
and women's are in it.
Made it to the Elite Eight now.
Absolutely.
Who's going to survive?
And same with Duke.
Yeah.
Duke had both men's and women's, so that's pretty cool. To have that. And UConn.
Yeah.
three schools. So,
I mean, I don't see, unless, you know, a school bus breaks down or something, I don't see UConn getting beat. But that's why we play the game.
Exactly. But it's like, look at last night, Woody. Marquette, who'd been scoring, averaging 80-something points a game in the tournament, they shot 4 for 31 from three-point land and 20 for 60 overall. It happens.
Right.
Cold shooting,
right.
And they were done. You know.
The thing that gets me about UConn is they got three big guys they rotate in there.
Mm.
And sometimes they have both of them in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they just keep going and going, and they got the guards.
They
do.
Know?
And they got both sides. They can shoot threes. They can go in, and it's all been working for them. And I think the average scores, they've been beating everybody by at least 15.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They've
so,
been on a roll for sure.
It'll be something to watch tomorrow. Hey, we got to go to the top of the hour break.
603-843-8600. 2-3.
The lines will be open. Let's get them coming.
Give us a shout.
We had a big snowstorm last week. Let's see how many inches you got.
That's right.
Bam! Bam.
What I am, we're here to whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, we're the sports buzz, we're here for you. Go on and shake, shake, shake. Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome
go on and shake, shake, shake.
We got Parks went back to bed, and we got the Hall of Famer, Bob Hinkson, sitting in waiting for the numbers man.
Calling in from bed. What a deal, huh?
We could get a call from Cliffy to see if he's boiling out there at the Sugar House today.
Well, yeah, we hope to hear from him. And what about the Moose Lock Wobbler? Is he
he's probably
out fishing somewhere?
Ice fishing today.
Yeah, we got to get these guys to. Yeah, last week we excused him. The only guy, Matt Patch, was the only one that would call in last week.
So, Bob,
yep.
We got Easter tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And we talked a little bit about this. Cliffy asked me the question. He was the one. He said, how come Easter bounces around on different days and months?
Okay.
Why isn't it always like Christmas on that day?
Okay, so it is 40 days after the first full moon following the winter solstice, which is December 21st. So then you have a full moon after that, after December 21st, then it is 40 days from then is Easter. That's what determines it.
And that's why if that full moon is closer to it, right?
Yep.
That's what makes it push back into March.
Correct. Correct.
And then if it a little bit forward, it goes
into April.
April.
Yep. So that's how it's determined.
And Christmas was?
Christmas is a set day, and I believe it. I have to check with higher authority than me that way back when they set Christmas at the 25th, it's so many days, which is 4 days after the winter solstice, and they just picked it as that's when Jesus was born, you know. So,
who is it?
What do you think?
Let me guess. The numbers man?
That's it.
All right.
Did you see Golbon going in, putting some moves on ESPN?
Oh, yeah. I was watching it with you. Yeah.
Golbon.
And he was all set. Well, it's amazing what a little powder will do.
I said to Buddy this morning, I said, who is Golbon?
He said, who is Golbon? I said, the one rashing up getting down the court there in 20 seconds.
Oh, God.
That's perfect. Isn't it, Bob? Like,
it is perfect.
Something serious.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Gosh. Oh, that was funny. First time I saw him run down the court, I go, oh, God. He's going to be sore by the end of the game.
But I tell you what, that guy can pass, can he, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wicked passer.
Wicked passer.
I don't know why they didn't get him down lower on the block below the foul line last night.
They didn't last night, did they? No, they didn't. They didn't get him down there.
Did he get that little baby hook of his, you know, when he could do some damage down there. I don't know why he wasn't.
Yeah. So I was telling Woody, I don't know if you heard, look at Marquette. They've been averaging 84 points a game before last night. Last night they shoot 4 for 31 from three-point and 20 for 60 from the field. But they never tried to get the ball inside that much. I couldn't understand that, you know? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Who was the little lefty guard? Pavic or He was tough. He was a transfer.
Yes.
That's how they got him.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a great player. He's a good player. He's really a good player. So he kept trying to drive. He's the only one that tried to go to the hole.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he was tough. He was good. But the big guys just didn't get the ball down low. It's like they didn't want it. It was a hot potato. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I agree with you guys with Purdue. I mean, that is ridiculous. And running over people, not getting a call,
I think Rich has got a point. He feels that the country wants to see Purdue and UConn in the championship. You know, Edie has never been to the Final Four, never won one, and that they're hoping that
he's never gone as far as they have this year.
No, exactly.
He's been out in the first round, second round, the last 2 years.
That's right. That's right. So. I wonder if they're being a little more lenient with him. You know, it's hard to tell, but
they got some better players with him, though.
Oh, they do. No, don't get me wrong. They're a very good team. Yes. Yeah, they're a very good team. But
so, you know that we were watching the basketball. Do you remember what that commercial was with the NBA players and that blonde-haired girl, and we couldn't figure out who that was?
Yeah, you asked me and I didn't know.
We've seen her. She's on what, Bob?
Cameron Brink, and she plays for Stanford.
She's a college player.
College player. She's 6'4", Kevin. She's a pretty good player.
I was going to say she's got to be pretty good.
Yeah,
That's who that is.
And she can dunk, so that's why she's in there.
She can, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's a...
Maybe next year, because they got beat.
They got beat yesterday, so they're out of it now. But
she fouled out.
Yep.
What about the Red Sox hanging with them last night? 1-0? That's a good game.
Oh, Pivetta. 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. Only gave up 3 hits. Unfortunately, one was a homer. But, yeah, he pitched pretty darn well. You know?
Yeah, so. And the other kid they faced, he's a good young pitcher. He's young, but he's good, boy. And I agree with Woody. I think it's going to be how long can the injuries not hurt them in the pitching staff? That's going to be the key for them, because I think Boston's going to battle because they got a lot of speed. They got a lot of speed, boy. Wow. And I think the young kids have come that extra year, like Duran, Rafaela, Casas. Now you got O'Neal. He can steal bases. Story's up to play. He's playing. The catchers have been really good. I mean, they're hitting. You know, but they only had, what, 4 hits last night?
4 hits last night. But that kid pitched really well for Seattle, too.
He's nasty. He's really good.
Yeah.
So. Okay. This is what I want to tell both of you. Okay? I'm watching a rerun of last year. I don't want to hear everybody's aged and hitting well and that type of deal. How many games last year did we score? You know, we didn't have many of them, but we scored 7 runs in a game. and then we turn around, we don't score any. Just like last night. How many times are we going to flop these positions during the game, and how many times are we moving the bat around, just like last year? All I said I wanted out of from last year was two pitchers in the bullpen, two start pitchers. Get four pitchers, okay? We didn't do that. And the other thing was I want to play baseball. Give me a starting nine, and that's how I'm going to hold it until they need a rest because they're tired. And we can't do that. We got the second baseman. He's doing that.
They had the lineup the same as the night before until Devers couldn't go.
Right. I get that. Last night, they were 1-0 in the ninth. Okay? Would it have worked?
Yeah.
I don't know. But now we got Abreu coming up with a guy on first. Okay? We're going to pitch hit for him. We don't do it. We hit into a double play. And then we got the second baseman. What's his name there? Not Valdez, the other one.
Reyes?
Pablo Cruz.
Now we got, how many home runs is Pablo going to hit?
Probably
five in the whole season, right?
Yeah.
We got Abreu up to hit a two-run homer. It happens that we hit into a double play. Why do I send Pablo to the at-bat and not Abreu? A lefty on a righty instead of a righty on a righty, one run down. Wouldn't I take my shot at it?
Yeah, you think.
He don't. All three guys came. Boom.
Crazy. I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it because the Fox and Two is on.
It's a carbon copy of last year, right now.
Yeah, yeah. His lineups are funny. You're right. They did come out with the same starters, which I was pleased with for the most part. But, yeah, his substitution pattern and things is kind of questionable sometimes, for sure, of matching them up.
Okay, now you got that taken care of.
Yep.
What are you guys hearing on the Patriots? Kind of scaring me. I think they're going to take a quarterback.
They definitely are
now. It sounds like it, Kevin. I was hoping for Harrison and either pick up a Justin Fields or a Cousins or somebody that could be a functional quarterback. Because I don't think if you got a couple more pieces of the puzzle, a functional quarterback could win some games for them. That's my thoughts.
I mean, I think Brissett can win games for you, but you better have some weapons. So when are you gonna get some?
Well,
you know what I mean, I think the best thing is them not to take a quarterback because I think they're gonna suck if they don't, or if they do, you might get a high draft next year. I trade down, I get two first round picks, I take a tackle, I take a wide receiver, I get another pick for next year, so now I got two in the first round for next year also. That's how I'm going to build a team. And I got to hope I can get a quarterback. And there might even be one that falls to the second round for you.
That's true.
Year. I mean,
But isn't a Marvin Harrison going to give you a Jamar Chase type of wide receiver or, Debo Samuel, somebody that's a game breaker, you know?
Yeah, at three. But you also got the kid at Washington, the kid at Texas, the kid at LSU, all wide receivers that are studs. And if I got one of them in a tackle in the first round, I'm happy. I mean, you know, I'll take any one of them four. But Harrison, he's a 10-year all-pro, I think. But, you know, you never can tell. And he's going to go to a team that stinks, that can't throw it. Where's he going? If he doesn't, it would be Minnesota. They don't have a quarterback. They aren't going to take a quarterback at number three. So he's going to drop to four. And he'll have Murray throwing to him with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The thing with the Patriots is they got to have a couple guys, two guys that you have to double team. And that's going to open up people that we didn't have last year. We didn't need double teams on anybody last year, so hardly anybody's open.
But they're not going to get open if you don't have time to throw it.
Right. No, I get that. But if we can get a couple guys that need to be double teamed, that's going to open up a couple guys and to give you some time to do that. So I don't go quarterback in the first round. I set my line and get my receivers. I build the base. And then next year, boom,
absolutely I put it in. Absolutely true. That's what I agree with. But I think they're going to trade. I think if that kid from LSU don't drop down to 3, I think they're going to take that kid from North Carolina unless somebody comes up. There's 3 teams that would like that 3rd pick for that quarterback. So I don't know.
And
give a ball.
And you're right, Kevin. They might be able to trade and get a couple other picks. You're right.
That's what I'd do.
Hutch was talking to us earlier. He thinks they're going after that May from North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying at number 3.
That's what he thinks,
The kid from LSU ain't going to drop down, so.
No.
Hey, we got to go to a quick break, numbers, man.
603-843-8623.
Give us a shout. We got it rolling.
Yep.
Bam.
Yeah, and Sunday it's a 4:10 game.
Here we go.
She's a working single mom. Like I say, she don't complain. She never says a word, but she thinks that she's the blame.
Devil,
so
kicker,
just got the bitch. You blew some cop away.
Hey, welcome
go
back.
Go for it, Woody.
Welcome back to the Sports Buzz.
This one's over my head.
843-8623.
Give us a shout. You must have something you want to talk about.
We had a phone call quick after the date on the Christmas, how that came about.
Okay, so Christmas is figured that it's the 25th of December is 9 months after what the perceived conception of Jesus was, which would have been the 25th of March.
Right.
That he was conceived, so that's what they picked as the date for his birth. That's how they came up with it. And that's all the scholars that have studied that. So there you go, your little history lesson for the day. But
so everybody will be getting together tomorrow, little Easter egg hunt. You got the egg's head, Bob?
Well, we did ours early because the families are going other places, so we did that. Last weekend, we had our kids for our grandsons, and they have a great time with that. They really do. And you know what happened, which is weird? Woody, came out dead even. We hid 66 eggs.
Holy
and
cow.
In little plastic ones, and they each got 33, just by happenstance.
Right.
When they counted them up, it just worked out perfect. They each got the same amount. So
what were they, $100 bills?
No, quarters in some of them. A lot of candy, but then there's quarters in some of them. And they like that. They get a big kick out of getting some money. Yeah, not $100 bills from this guy, Woody.
You know, it's fun for the kids, but you know what? It's a great day.
It is.
To just get together and...
Yep, we're going to have ham.
Family, friends.
We're going to have ham tomorrow, which I love. I love good ham.
There you go.
Yep, so, yep.
There you go, Cliffy. That's how it came about.
Yep. Well, that's right.
I got a call from Cliffy one day there at work. I think it was Friday.
Yeah.
He says, Woody, we were talking about how come Easter changes days and stuff. And I said, we'll call you. I said, Cliffy, we'll talk about it on the radio.
And we did. And we got it done. So,
yep.
So back with the Red Sox with, you know, we've talked about their pitching. So they got 2 pretty good performances from Bayou and Pivetta.
Yep.
Now they got Cutter Crawford going tonight.
When does Whitlock and Houck get in this show?
I guess they're supposed to be the 4-5 pitchers, so one of them will pitch tomorrow.
Do you think they're
4-5? I don't.
If you were putting a rotation
together? Whitlock would be 3 for me.
Yeah?
He would. Bayo, Pivetta, and then Whitlock would be my third, I
think. You know what? Pivetta, there's nothing wrong with Pivetta, and he threw a great ball game, but he's my number 3 pitcher. Plain and simple. Cutter Crawford is my number 5 pitcher.
Yeah, I would say him 5. Yep.
Who is it?
Cliffy, what's going
Cliffy!
On?
Cliffy! Hey!
Smell running yet, Woody?
I don't know that, Cliffy. I haven't been able to get through that 30 inches of snow to get there.
They don't run the same time of the year either, do they?
It all depends on the temperature of water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been weird this year. Everything's just been different this whole winter, and now the spring is prolonging sugaring season. We're still going at it.
So when did you tap, Cliffy?
We tapped about the beginning of March. I don't know. It was second or third, I think, of March we tapped.
Yeah. Do you go about the same time every year, or do you get them out there early?
Well, it's been getting earlier. You know, every year is earlier, it seems like. I mean, this year a lot of people tap real early. And
well,
we still tap about the same time because, you know, we don't have a lot of vacuum. I got a little bit of vacuum this year, and I've been experimenting with it, and it's working good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my next thing is going to get an RO. I'm spending too much time in that sugar house.
Well, this year the percentage has been about 1. You know,
yeah.
A lot of water to get out.
I don't even really check yet because I'm going to boil it anyways. I don't really want to know because I don't want to get depressed if it's down around 1, you know. But it seems like it's been coming off pretty good lately.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you get your answer, Cliffy?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Does it make sense to you now?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. Next year I'll probably forget it, but
so where are you about on syrup compared to last year?
We're ahead from last year. It's been running good. The thing about this year is when it freezes hard, which it hasn't frozen a lot. I mean, we've had days, 4 or 5 days where it hasn't froze, but when it freezes hard it'll run for like 3 days straight pretty good. Like this last run we had here was I've been for 4 days straight here, and it hasn't froze until last night. So,
right.
You know, so, usually on a normal year, sometimes it'll have to freeze at least every other night, you know,
yeah.
To make it the run good. And this year, I think there's so much water in the ground, and we've had, you know, the way everything is, there's plenty of moisture in the ground, and everything's thawed out. It's been thawed out for a long time. So it's been a good year for us. I think some people are having good years, and some people ain't having so good years. I think down south they haven't been doing too good down south. But
right.
I hear up north they're doing real good, I hear.
So are you boiling today?
Yeah, a little bit later. We finally caught up last night at midnight.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was going to have a day off today, but it looks like it's running now. So
what time are you going to be boiling?
Today?
Yeah.
Probably won't get going too early. I'm thinking 3-4 o'clock.
We get, okay.
You know, a few hours in today, and then tomorrow I'm sure we'll be boiling again. But, yeah, you coming out?
Well, I'm going to try, but I want to make sure. So you think around 2:30, 3?
Nah, I'll be closer to 3 or 4 o'clock today, I think, before we really get going.
Okay.
Is that past your bedtime?
Getting there. I'll bring out some smelt, and we can have sugar on smelt.
There you go. I haven't had that. Well, that sugar on snow is, if you got any teeth problems, they'll pull them right out of your head. You got to be careful with
them. All right, Cliffy.
All right.
Take care. Yep.
Bye.
Who is it?
Hello.
Tobin, we got another one waiting?
Thought we had somebody.
I think Tobin went to the bathroom.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about earlier, been a good sugaring year all around.
Well,
so
You know, I think, and I really don't know that much about it, and we haven't talked about it. I mean, we were pushing 30 inches of snow last Saturday. We had an awful drive in, awful drive home, and it's almost like we got that snow, and it started to sugar and over.
Yep.
Who is it?
Who's like Wobbler?
Hey, Troy!
You what? Fishing?
Yeah, I've been fishing.
What are you getting?
Nothing. My eyelets on my fly rod have been freezing up. It's so cold.
So have you got any smelt yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to give it a shot tonight.
Let me know.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. I'm going to have to wear my snowsuit out there.
Yeah, I don't want to have to wear my striker uniform to go smelting.
I know. I'm going to dress like I'm ice fishing. Great show, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, guys.
Yep. You too.
Bye.
Well, it's Troy. Good to hear from him.
Moose Lock Wobbler.
Moose Lock
right
Wobbler.
There.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about, we got this big snowstorm dumped on us. Now it's like, you know, it's cooled down. It's in the, this is sugaring weather.
Sugaring season, yep.
You know, where we were coming down before we got that snowstorm, we were coming down, we were thinking end.
Mm. 50-degree days.
And now it's,
yeah,
it's like started over, and I don't know how long it's going to last. But if you look in the forecast at the temperatures and stuff, it's going to go at least this week. You know, when I think when it breaks this time, and hopefully we don't have another one of them snowstorms.
Yeah.
I mean, this will add on. This will be a bigger number this year for them, I believe.
Yeah. It sounds like everybody's having a good year this year. You know,
everybody's saying the same thing.
Cliffy and Matt.
1%, got to boil it down.
Yep.
Cliffy's thinking about one of them ROs now. He gets that. He's not going to be in there as long as, he is right now because he's boiling all the water and everything.
Yep.
So, and that's like Matt Patch. He can put it out.
Yep.
He's taking the water out, hits that pan, boom, sir.
Yep.
Just like that. We got to go to a quick break.
603-843-8623.
Keep them coming.
Yep.
Bam. Setting in, and these people listening to us. Without these people, it wouldn't happen every week.
All right, here we go. Jake's Market, Kidder Automotive.
They can't fix it, scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves, Wilson Tire.
They keep rolling us along.
Richard's Electric, Marsh Brothers Deli, where Rich gets all his grub. HP Roofing.
They ain't goofing, they're roofing.
Martin's Mechanical. William Smith Auctioneers. JAS Auto. Bubba's Barn Grill.
Bubba.
Field and Sons out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs, Chad Hemingway. Barden Concrete.
All over the valley.
Hilton Garden Inn, where our studio is, where we are today.
We had Hutch today.
That's right. Lundy Lawn Care, East Plainfield Auto.
It's almost time, Lundy. Yeah.
And Allen's Vending, the Allen's Vending Hotline.
Yep.
Thanks to all those folks for making this happen. So, all right. So the Red Sox are playing night game tonight. But they are playing an afternoon game at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Easter Sunday. So you can catch some of that.
You almost see your first ball game tomorrow.
That's right. And I won't be watching them because I'll have to listen on the radio because I don't have Nesson on
You don't.
I'm on right now. I'm going to have to work on getting it, but it, I'm on YouTube TV now, and Nesson's an extra, so I got to converse with the CEO and see if I can I can get that. So, and her answer was, "Let's see how they're playing before we."
So you go through YouTube.
YouTube TV, we stream it, yeah, because we were on DirecTV, but we've saved, it's half of what DirecTV cost us.
Right.
And DirecTV had dropped two of the major networks. They didn't have Fox, and they didn't have ABC. So, like, a lot of this women's basketball, you got other things that are on there, we weren't getting. And Fox, of course, you weren't getting ML. Be baseball on Saturdays. You weren't getting football, so we switched and went to YouTube. We're very happy with YouTube. It's just that, you know, I can get it as an extra. I just got to figure out how much it's going to cost. That's all.
The numbers, man.
Yep.
He usually gives me a call there once in a while when the Red Sox are on or the Patriots are on.
Yep.
Or when the sun comes up. He streams it on one TV, okay? Yep. He streams it. When he goes to that TV, he'll already have the basketball scored, and I haven't even started to play. That's how quicker streaming is.
Because his internet is fast, and right, he's picking it up quicker. His signal is quicker.
But how is that when I'm not even on a signal? It's coming right through.
Well, it was like we used to do that. Our son and I'd be talking on the telephone, and he streamed when we were on DirecTV, and he'd go, he got him out. I go, what? And then... So it was the same thing. He was it was ahead of time, you know. The pitcher hadn't pitched yet, you know, with me.
I mean,
it was the same way.
There's an incredible difference between streaming and Comcast.
Yep.
But if he goes out on another TV, we're the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes the channels make a difference, because sometimes they're on two different stations.
Yep.
And one will be behind the other, and the other one will be the same.
It's the same with radio in my truck. If I'm listening to EEI, when I'm coming north up this way, I got to switch to go from 94.3 to 94.5, and there's a time lag between the two of them. I've already heard something on 94.3, and now it's coming on 94.5. So that's weird. That doesn't, I don't understand it. I guess I don't need to.
It isn't like everybody's seeing the same thing at the same time.
At the same time. Yep, exactly. So we talked a little bit with the numbers man about the Patriots, and I hope you two guys are right. I hope they'll make an adjustment and get a lineman and a receiver, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I can see them getting a quarterback.
How about the Celtics?
Oh.
The big debate is Jason Tatum the one you want to have the ball at the end of the game?
It really doesn't seem like it, does it?
They're all saying no. The numbers say no. I mean, there's only one way to get them numbers, and it's been... I mean, I've said this. That's why I've said, is Jason Tatum a Hall of Famer? I mean, everybody's made him the MVP in their books. He's not an MVP. No. Don't you have to put some of these shots down? Now, if you're a coach, who is it?
It's John from Wilder.
How you doing, John, today?
I'm doing fine, and I agree with you about Tatum. It's time to give the ball to somebody else. I kind of like that Derek White, and he's a dang good three-point shooter. I'd like to give him the ball more often.
Right. But why But why are we talking, like, we say Tatum, you say White, right? Why can't we go back to old school and open it up for a big guy who's probably going to get fouled?
Oh, I know. We valued that before. It's just they don't play basketball that way anymore. That's just the way it is. It's always going to be your top guy, and he's going to shoot the three-pointer. I think it's horrible.
Well, back in the day, Michael, Magic, LeBron, they headed to the basket most of the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm not arguing with you, but I think that it's a different game now, and it's very frustrating. But I wanted to talk about the Sox if I could.
Yeah.
I didn't pay much attention in the spring, and I didn't even know who the final roster was because I was pretty discouraged. So the other night when it was opening night, I said, well, I'll listen to the first game and just see how they're doing and who's playing where. I was trying to figure out where they were going to try to fit Abreu in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought he'd be the right fielder, but I forgot about that trade for O'Neill. And I'm kind of glad they got him now because he got that home run on opening night, which sets a record.
Can you believe that? That's pretty good.
Five straight years he's had a home run on opening night.
And they said at the game that's why he was playing.
Right. And then so I was also watching to see about how often Cora was going to switch out players, just like you did.
Yeah.
And I only saw in the two games, I listened to last night too, they've had a really good game. And they only made one switch that I can remember when they pinch hit for the second baseman, Valdez. And they brought in that Pablo Reyes.
Pablo Sanchez, yeah.
Well, whatever it is. I thought it was Reyes, but it doesn't matter. And that's the only change I saw them make. But now what worries me, Woody, is you got Devers is all of a sudden a no-show in the second game of the season. Is that the back problem that he had for 6 weeks last year?
What they said it was a right shoulder, a left shoulder or elbow? Yeah.
Left shoulder.
Because he had that lower back problem last year. It kept him out for, 6 weeks. He was horrible. And I was hoping it wasn't that because then all of a sudden that's how I found out that Bobby Dabak finally made the team because he ends up being the third baseman.
What did he do? Two for three? Two strikeouts out of three at-bats last
year? Yeah, he's the king of spring training. I mean, that guy can hit home run after home run in Florida. But when he comes up to the pros, he can't do it. But here's the question I have for you, Woody, being a pitcher. They kept talking last night about Pivetta has developed this new pitch called the sweeper. What the heck is the difference between the sweeper and his curveball or his slow curve?
Because it goes across more than down. His curveball is nasty, almost like 12-6, right?
Yeah.
And his sweeper will come in, and the only problem with the sweeper is it stays flat for a long time, which runs with the bat. So if you miss with that, they're going to hammer it. You see what I'm saying? And a slider will come in and break about 5 or 6 inches, come in and dive down. The sweeper stays flat.
Okay. Because he had it last night in the first two or three innings. He had it on the outside corner, and I was listening on the radio. Each of the announcers were screaming. They said, that's a strike.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could easily, that umpire apparently screwed him. He could have had two or three more strikeouts if they'd have called that pitch.
I see a few of them. They're having trouble calling it on the black.
Yeah, and Pivetta went and talked to the umpire after, I think, the third inning. And the umpires, according to the announcers, the umpire said, I'm sorry, that was my bad. I missed it.
Yeah. Well, that's all he can say at this point. But if you take a pitch that misses by an inch on the outside corner and it's a sweeper, it's got to be covering the plate to get to that inch from a right-hand pitcher. It's got to be.
Yeah. And of course, if it does that, it's a strike. All the while, it goes across the plate.
Yeah.
And I think the umpire was giving up on it.
Yeah. We got to go to a quick break, John. Give us a call back if you would like.
Happy Easter to you.
Same to you.
603-843-8623.
Bam!
Heaven knows I'm sipping nice and slow. I try to pick
who's
a place
this, John Denver?
Too crowded.
No, it's a country singer.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got about 5-8 minutes waiting for your call. We didn't do a lot of talking, but we got a heck of a snowstorm Saturday when we come in. It was rough coming in, rough, you know, going home. And we were right around 30 inches.
That's what we
on
were.
On top of Eastman Hill.
Yeah, and I snow blew my driveway 3 times with all I wanted.
Yeah.
All 3 times, I'll tell you.
I said, if there was anything good about it, was the driveways, we had a couple real, you know, cooler mornings to freeze up them driveways, and then you could put a plow over it.
Yep.
Unlike the one we got before where it was wet, muddy, just destroying everything.
Just a mess.
This one was a little easier going and getting it out of the way. But I plowed it 3 times during the night because I didn't want to wake up to that.
No, you didn't want that.
I kept saying, I got to plow again, you know.
I get your text when you said uncle, but we got more after that. I said, I agree, Woody. Holy.
Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, had to clear it off the roofs because of the valleys and stuff, you know, pull it down. And when you're all done doing that, it looked like we had an igloo going
on.
Oh,
jeez.
I mean,
yeah.
We got more snow in that one storm that we've had all winter.
We did. And we got it on the 24th of March.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
What the heck, you know, 23rd of March.
You know, and that, you get a mindset like, boy, baseball's going to start early. Yeah,
exactly.
This year. You know, the coaches are going, we're going to be out on the field in time this year. Everything's going to dry out. It's all good. Bam, 30 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right back to where you should be right now. I mean, this is spring coming in right now.
Yeah.
Before, it was going to be 2 weeks earlier, and everybody was good, and here we go. No.
And then last week, we had that poor women's lacrosse team sitting out here in the lobby from Yale watching that snow just pile up, and they were supposed to be playing lacrosse here at Dartmouth. Well, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen,
no.
But the men's went
the
on.
The men went on and played, yeah.
I guess that was quite a game that
day. Oh, boy.
You couldn't stay up with it, especially on a lacrosse field.
Yeah, they tried hard, according to Greg, and he said it was a lot of slipping and sliding.
Yeah.
And then softball's playing today. They're out here, and they know it's going to be chilly.
Oh, yeah. Yale's playing Dartmouth. And this time of year, watching baseball games and stuff, windy, cold, and it's tough. We have it tough here for baseball. But anyway, everybody have a great Easter, and have some fun with the kids. Have a great meal and family, and everything's going to be good.
And don't worry that the horses are blind. Just load the wagons, right?
Yeah. Thanks for doing it again, Bob.
You're welcome.
We'll see what's happening next week. And
give me a shout.